I'm Josh Carey.
And I'm Chef Tom Jackson.
And you're listening to Cooking with Fire.
Today we're going to be cooking up some bread pudding.
Let's get started.
This is Cooking with Fire, a global exploration of barbecue from KMUW.
Welcome to episode 59 of Cooking with Fire. Today we are talking about and cooking bread pudding.
Bread pudding has simple origins, but these days can be found on the menus of everything from diners to white cloth restaurants. A favorite of chefs who don't want to learn how to bake, bread pudding is a dish that anyone can master.
But where did this simple dish come from? Bread pudding history can be traced back to the 11th and 12th century, with the dish being particularly popular in England. By the 13th century, the dessert was known as poor man's pudding, as it was popular with the lower class.
The reason it was so popular with the lower class is that the dish relies on using leftover bread as its main ingredient. Add a little custard, a few bits of filling, and you have a simple dessert that costs very little to create with the dried up leftover bread of a previous meal. This ensured little waste, allowing families to stretch what little money they had.
Bread pudding has many regional variations. In Canada, they make it with, what else? Maple syrup. In Belgium, it is baked with cinnamon and raisins or apples. And in the US, it is commonly served with a sweet sauce on top, with whiskey sauces being quite popular. And that's the style that we are most fond of here at All Things Barbecue. The great thing about this dish is that you can add just about anything you want to it, from dried fruits to nuts to honey and just about any kind of syrup. This versatility is what led the dish out of the kitchens of poor families and into the dining halls of the rich and powerful. Now is the perfect time to cut out to Chef Tom in the ATBBQ.com teaching kitchen and get started on today's recipe.
All right, today we're gonna be making a cranberry pecan bread pudding with a bourbon glaze. And we're gonna start all of that off by making a custard. Just in a medium saucepan here, I'm combining 2 cups of whole milk and 2 cups of heavy cream. We're going to get this going over medium-high heat, along with 1/2 cup of bourbon and 1 teaspoon of pumpkin pie spice. So we'll give that a stir and wait for it to come up to a simmer. And in a separate bowl, we're going to combine 8 egg yolks with 1 cup of white sugar. We're going to mix all that together, form sort of this yolk paste. Make sure we get all the sugar incorporated with the whisk. That's well mixed. So now we're just gonna wait on our milk and cream to come up. All right, our milk and cream has come up to a simmer. I'm gonna pull that off the heat and make sure you pay close attention to that or it will overflow. And boy, that pumpkin pie spice aroma is already coming out of there really nice. I'm gonna transfer this over to a pitcher to make this a little bit easier to pour, because in this next step, we're gonna need to temper this hot liquid into those eggs. So now, just starting with a few drops at a time, I'm gonna add a little bit of this cream mixture to our egg yolks and sugar and start whisking. And again, just a small amount at a time, incorporate it, whisk it in, repeat. And this is slowly going to bring the temperature of the yolk mixture up without cooking and coagulating any of those proteins in the egg. And as this custard mixture starts to come up and form, you can add a little bit more cream at a time, go a little bit faster, but don't rush it. You want to make sure you don't have any chunks in your custard. All right, we're pouring pretty steady now. We're just going to finish out adding the cream to the yolks, and our custard is made. Now, we've got that whipped up. So what we're going to do now is assemble the bread pudding in a cast iron skillet. We've got the Lodge 12-inch cast iron skillet here. I've got this is about an 18-ounce loaf of brioche that I've cubed up and kind of left out. So it gets a little bit dried on the outside, so it doesn't turn into pure mush when we make this bread pudding. And I'm going to take this cubed up brioche. It's about 4 quarts when it's cubed. Like I said, about 18 ounces overall weight. And I'm just going to place it into the skillet and pour the custard mixture over the top. All right, I'm gonna throw on some gloves here real quick because I wanna work that custard mixture into the bread, make sure that we get it fully soaked. So we got that bread pretty much submerged. It's soaking up the custard. And we can let it sit here for a few minutes and continue to soak up that custard. But while we're doing that, we can go ahead and add some of the other ingredients that we want to incorporate into this bread pudding. And there's really any number of things you could do right now. As I mentioned at the beginning of the recipe, today we're going to be doing cranberries and pecans. All right, so I've got about 1 cup of fresh cranberries. I'm just going to sprinkle across the top here. And you can kind of do this by eye, whatever you think looks best. You want a little more cranberries, go for it. If you want less, no problem. Then I'm going to take my pecans, and I've actually picked up some of the honey, like honey crusted pecans today, which will be a really nice extra crunch on the outside of those. You could use regular roasted pecans. You could make your own candied pecans, whatever you like. And we'll do about another cup of those as well. All right, I'm gonna let this all soak while we go check on the grill and see if we've come up to temp. Today we'll be baking the bread pudding on a Yoder Smoker's pellet grill. It has in fact come up to temperature at 350 degrees. I'm gonna place this right here on the top shelf, close up the lid, and let it get to baking. Now, this should take about an hour, but what you're really looking for is to see that all of that custard is set and firmed up and no longer runny. Now, while the bread pudding is baking, I'm gonna put together the bourbon glaze that goes on top after this thing comes off the grill. And this is a really simple glaze. You're gonna start off with a half cup of heavy cream. You're gonna add to that a quarter cup of bourbon. You want a half cup of unsalted butter and one cup of white sugar. So just give that a stir until the butter's melted down and the sugar's dissolved. And we're gonna let this mixture reduce down by about half, which should take roughly 15 minutes or so once we get this up to a simmer. So this is a process that you'll wanna start maybe about 30 minutes into the bake, because you do wanna keep this warm to pour over that warm bread pudding when it comes off the grill. Well, we're back. It's been just a little more than an hour, and we're starting to get some browning around the outside edges of the bread pudding. And if I grab a glove and just give this skillet a shake, it's got this nice jiggle to it, but it's not runny anymore. It's set up. So this is what we're looking for. We're going to pull this guy off now. And immediately, I'm going to take that glaze that we made and we've kept warm and just pour that right over the top. And then as the bread pudding kind of sinks back down into the skillet, this glaze is gonna fill all those little nooks and crannies for a really nice sweet bourbon finish on top. Now this is a rustic dish, so from here all you need is a scoop and some bowls to serve this up to your friends and family.
That does it for today's episode. Let us know if you cooked this recipe and email us at cookingwithfirepodcast@gmail.com to let us know what else you'd like us to feature on the show.
And as always, visit kmuw.org to get the full recipe for this week's cook.
Thank you so much for listening, and if you enjoyed the show, please head over to iTunes and leave us a review. This allows us to reach more listeners. And join us next time as Chef Tom cooks up a dish featuring your New Year's champagne.